Hi, Jane. What's on your mind, ma'am?
I am on the bioidentical hormones, and I need to have it's time for have testing done. And she suggested saliva testing, which I had done once before, but I didn't think that was what you normally recommended. Is that one of the better ways to have the hormone testing done?
Ma'am, according to the scientific literature, that is one of the worst ways to have testing done. I did emphasize the word worse. I've talked to doctors who do that and have told me if they can present me with scientific references that show that saliva testing is actually accurate, do it. And all that can be found, ma'am, is this. If one is a younger woman before menopause and not taking any hormones, then saliva testing is quite accurate. However, if one is taking the hormones from outside the body, which happens to be called in scientese exogenous hormones, then the saliva testing is all over the map, and it doesn't tell you anything. So if you rely on it, you don't know whether you're relying on the correct data. So I have no clue why people persist in doing that type of testing. I am, as you can tell, getting more and more impatient with it because there is no scientific literature to support it.
Okay, I thought I had remembered you mentioning that. So what is the best way?
Okay, well, the best way is the only way, which is urine testing. Now, the reason that's the only way, ma'am, is that what we're looking for is the free fraction of the hormones. You're probably aware that in both men and women, the testosterone for men and the estrogens for women are, and this is for real, according to the textbooks, over 98% bound to a big old protein that floats around the bloodstream and holds onto them, and they can't do anything. And the other 1 to 2%, at most 2%, it's usually said to be 1%, is the free fraction. And that's the fraction that goes out and contacts the receptors and does the work. Okay, I'm not going to complain about that because that's the design of nature and creation. That's the way it works. Okay, but it has worked well for all those years. Okay, well, the free fraction of estriol, which is the anti-carcinogenic estrogen, cannot be measured in blood. It can't. And a Dr. Longcope proved that back in 1975 by getting some research volunteer ladies, and they were really brave volunteers because they took injections of radioactive estriol. It was labeled to be radioactive so it could be found easily, but they volunteered. And what he found is that the half-life of that in blood ranges from 8 minutes to just a little over a minute. And so it's secreted, it's in the blood, and it's gone. So you cannot accurately measure estriol, and estriol is the anti-carcinogenic estrogen par excellence. Now, there's one that's even better, but we won't go there right now. And so if we're going to have a hormone monitoring, we want to measure the free fraction. That's what's working in our tissues in the body, and the only place we can measure that is urine. We cannot measure it in blood.
Okay, well, that's kind of what I was thinking. I'd heard, but I wanted to check before I had any more testing done.
Yeah, why pay for a test if it's not going to do you any good? I understand.
Exactly, and it was kind of expensive. I had to get something and send it away in a test kit. And then also, I have been recommended, to take magnesium and fish oil. But when I do, I really have loose stool, and I'm wondering if I'm not absorbing other nutrients or if there's a problem with that or if I should be taking prebiotics or probiotics or if that.
Well, you're right to be concerned about that, ma'am, because if there's loose stool, things are going through too rapidly, and probably the magnesium itself isn't being absorbed, and the other nutrients that are going through too rapidly aren't being absorbed as well as they should be either. But there's an easy solution to this, ma'am. The inhabitants of Epsom, England, found that they felt so relaxed after they relaxed in that water into which they put what they called Epsom salts, magnesium goes right through the skin. No kidding. Now, it's the only mineral that does that very, very well, and it does not ever cause loose bowels or diarrhea when it's done that way. And so now some innovative companies have come up with a magnesium oil, which one rubs on until it dries, which is about 3 or 4 minutes, or there's a magnesium gel, which can be applied with the finger pretty easily. And one just rubs that anywhere on the skin, the oil or the gel. And if we want to take an Epsom salt bath and read a book while we're in there, that's fine too. But as long as we apply some magnesium every day externally, and that's where the gels and the oils come in, because sometimes people don't want to take a bath every day, one is going to get one's magnesium in, and one doesn't have to worry about malabsorption or anything else, ma'am. So I'd approach it that way.
Okay. Thank you. I do have the oil and the Epsom salt, so that's great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling.